prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
We have a great show today. We really do. So the first half hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for a regularly scheduled Science for Humans. But this is going to be a different kind of Science for Humans than you've ever heard before, because Dr. Jeff has launched a new video series we're going to talk about, and it's going to help all of you. And then also I have a beef to pick with someone who follows Dr. Jeff on Facebook, and we're going to get to that in a little while. Then we're going to be talking to celebrity trainer, you know him, Drew Logan. He's been on TV. He has had some real challenges in his life, and it turns out that he is actually the real Iron Man. I mean Iron Man in the movie with Tony Stark. It's a really interesting story. You got to hear it, and I'm so proud to say that this guy is from Kentucky too, so we're going to get into that just a little bit later in the show, but without further delay, we're going to run Dr. Jeff.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. J, I apologize for that music that was playing when I got on. I don't know where that came from. I loaded a whole new library of songs in here, and I have not had a chance to edit out the vulgar ones yet, so I apologize for that.
And apologize to all the listeners.
Yeah, of course. Well, and everybody. So anyway, I tried to shift songs quickly as possible, but it was inevitable that some of it got played. So first of all, I'm sorry. I got a beef to pick with somebody who follows you on Facebook that obviously you're not he's not following you anymore because you took the steps to block this guy. I want to say something. Dr. Jeff Galini, before he became Dr. Jeff Galini, was a extremely successful, sought-after IFBB pro bodybuilder. And he was one of the guys that led the way to what ended up becoming Dorian Yates and these other mass monsters, right? I mean, Dr. Jeff put on an amazing amount of muscle on a fairly small frame. He was paid to guest pose. But you see, that isn't all he does, and that isn't all he did. And his life changed, and he started running All-American Pharmaceutical, and All-American Pharmaceutical is an international company, okay? And so, you know, life and children and weddings and everything else, and, you know, you can't be a monolithic person. You can't just, oh, but all I'm going to do is bodybuild, and he shifted gears. So some idiot said to him on Facebook, "You're not even that big. Just stick to the science. You don't look that good." And you know what? You think Arnold looks really good right now? You think any of the old-time bodybuilders who don't that aren't training like that look like they did back then? Of course not.
And you know, the funny thing is, over the last several years, I mean, I do a lot of videos, and I've only gotten one or two little negative things about my science videos, and usually it's when I'm speaking out about creatine, because there's a few people out there that they just don't want to admit that I was the one that brought it to the marketplace and my patents. But other than that, I don't have any negative stuff. But for some reason, when I started about a month ago posting these training videos, I've had about four or five. Now, it doesn't bother me because I don't care. I just find it quite humorous. And, of course, I block them, and they're no longer posted on my page because, you know, I don't appreciate people saying negative stuff. Hey, if you know everything, then you don't need to learn anything.
Yeah.
One thing I learned a long time ago, when you get to the point and you think you know everything, it's time for you to go do something else because, man, we never quit learning. I mean, I'm always learning new tricks in the gym or new diet things or new supplements. And, you know, it seems that one of the guys about 3 weeks ago that posted something negative along the fact, you know, again, you look terrible, you know, you shouldn't be teaching people until you learn how to put some muscle on yourself. And people come to my defense. They started posting pictures, and the guy, he apologized. This guy the other day, Matt, I didn't even let people respond because, you know, he said, you suck, and just some of his terminology. I went and looked at his picture, and I'm like, the guy is a young, fat little kid that thinks he's, you know, he's God's gift to women, I guess, but, you know, it.
He's a key. He's a, they again, call it. They call it keyboard cowboys, right? They're all really tough when they are on the internet. They're right.
I love because they get all mad when I ban them. You know, they'll go find my email and they'll email me, going, "Why did you ban me?" And then I'll spam their email. You know, and it's just like that's, you know, that's what I do. So if you write something negative, hey, you can express your opinion. I express my opinions. Nothing wrong with anybody expressing their opinions. But you know, when you want to be challenging or negative. This post that I did the other day, I looked at it this morning. It was amazing on how many people basically came to my defense. And one of them said something about, you know, look at professional coaches, you know, in the NBA. They can't run up and down the court anymore. You know, they're coaches.
Great point.
Gosh, I'm 58. I'm not going to look like I did when I was 22, you know, but as I said to the one guy, I said, man, buddy, I look better than you now, and I'm twice your age, man.
You know what the funny thing is about all this is that a lot of these people, they're called trolls. They look to, like, say something negative about somebody. And I'll never forget what Anthony Roberts taught me. It was 2006. It was the first full year. In fact, the last week of this month is my 12-year anniversary, by the way.
Ah.
Yeah, I know. Long time. It doesn't even feel like 12 years. It's a blink of an eye. I don't know if that's good or bad, to be honest with you. But anyway, it was 2006, and a guy out in California that was kind of like a celebrity trainer of sorts, because he was out in California. He worked with some really popular people. He had a lot of followers back then on what was it before Facebook? MySpace. You know, he had a big MySpace following. And his screen name was Swole, S-W-O-L-E, Cat, C-A-T. He was a Latino dude from Los Angeles. And the only reason why I remember this is because I was cleaning out some old email files on another laptop the other day because I'm going to start using it for something else. And I found his emails. And when I first started doing my show, I was still on Clear Channel. But I recorded every episode, MP3, and I put it up on the website. So it became a podcast by accident. It wasn't my intention. And people were listening to it all over the country. And this guy sent me the very first email he ever sent me, Dr. J. It just had one sentence. It said, F you, I'll kick your A. That's all it said. And it was signed Swole Cat. And so about 2 weeks later, I got another email from him, very, very similar, but more threatening to me, you know. And so back then, Anthony Roberts knew everybody. Everybody knew Anthony because he had just authored the book, The Anabolic Steroid, The Ultimate Research Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to Anthony. I said, do you know this guy? And he laughed and he said, yeah, he's out in California. He's got a big following, blah, blah, blah. He was a big dude, too. And he goes, why? So I told him the story. He goes, oh, man. He goes, you're a success now. I says, what do you mean? He goes, well, you're not a success until you have a hater. He said, that guy just made you a success. And he turned it around to something good. And, you know, I've known Anthony Roberts has been a close friend of mine for a long time. Love him or hate him, I love him. The guy's always been good with me.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. But you know what? He turned it around. He goes, no. He goes, you're a success now. You officially have a hater. He says, the more haters you have, the more successful you are. It was like, wow, that was brilliant.
You know, it is. And you know, I come to learn a long time ago, it's a jealousy thing that, you know, people do. I mean, you know, when you're young, you know, you look up to people, you know, you have idols and what have you. But when you get to a certain age, you start to develop jealousy. I mean, I remember when I first walked into Gold's Gym, you know, here I am big and I had read all the magazines. I knew all the guys' names. And I think I told you this story, and Barbarian Brothers were in there, and I'm like, oh, they're watching me, man, you know, they're checking me out, you know. And I remember looking up this cattle call, and I was going to go to this audition, and I got there with my friends, and it was an empty lot. I'm like, oh, the barbarians set me up there, probably with TV cameras. Well, I wrote the stupid address down wrong. When I got to know the Barbarian Brothers, they hadn't even noticed I was there, you know. Yeah. But you start to develop these little wars and these little drama games, you know. And that's what these guys do. They're just jealous. But I figure it's news, so I like to put it out there and give people something to respond to. But
in that vein, to give the haters out there some fodder, so to speak, you're launching a new gym tips video series.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, so my friend Kyle Benton, who I helped him last year kind of transform his body, he's a, you know, camera, media, photographer, expert, and he's helped me with some of my social media. He said, you know, I really think that people would like to see what you're doing in the gym. I said, you know, I think so. I said, because I've had so many people ask me how to wrap a knee wrap, and I really wanted to show somebody. He goes, well, let's start with that one. So we went and filmed a little 2-3 minute video, and I just showed people how to properly wrap a knee wrap, and that was Dr. Jeff's first training tip. Put it on social media, and Carl, after 2 weeks, it had 159,000 views. I was just, I was shocked. I'm like, well, I think that's a lot. I've never seen that. And he goes, no, that's crazy. So we kind of come up with a sequence. You know, I did a second one on just, you know, again, proper abdominal work. And then I went into a bicep series. So there's one a week. And then last week I finished a tricep. So we're kind of posting, this week was the second tricep. But again, I'm just showing you exercises that help me build my physique. I'm showing you proper technique, how to do the exercise. And, you know, for some people, hey, you might already know these, but there's a lot of people that don't. You know, I'm old school, so if I say wide grip pushdown, people go, what's that? So I thought, man, I want to go show them what a wide grip pushdown is. They might not know. And even like the one I released this week, I call them bench dips. People in the gym were coming over going, my goodness, where's that exercise? I go, man, I've always done these.
Right.
So, again, you know, it's just a different.
It's surprising the movements that people are not aware of, you know, because even to me, it's surprising things that people don't know what it is. We just assume because, you know, people in this audience need to understand something. We probably represent 0.5% of the population.
Right.
We probably represent 0.5% of 300 million people. Those of us who know what a pullover is, you know what I mean? Those of us who know what a Zercher squat is, you know what I mean? It's like there are people out there that barely know what a squat is, never mind variations of front squat, you know? So we are a very, very select group of people. And quite often, there are dozens of things that we know and we do that if you tell the average person, they go, wow, I never knew that. So you can't assume that everybody knows this stuff. So I think you're doing a great thing. And I'll tell you something else. When it comes to knee wraps, I've never wrapped my knees. I never had to, thank God. But I never wrapped my knees because I happen to know if you wrap them wrong, you'll actually separate the joint.
You got to be careful. And that was why I wanted to discuss that. And here's another thing, too, I just wanted to stress or point out. You know, again, Kyle's a young guy. He's never, you know, been a bodybuilder or anything like that. And so he's like, well, do you want to wait till you get bigger to start filming these? And I'm like, no. You don't understand. It isn't about people looking at me. And then he's like, well, you want to pump up and get some veins out? No, actually, I'm going low carbs before I film because I want people to concentrate on the exercise, not going, wow, Dr. Jeff looking big.
Right.
Because then they defeat the whole purpose behind the training. So I purposely try to be a little flat looking for those exercises, you know.
But the reality is that you've kept much of the size in your arms and your forearms.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I'll turn around and you know, actually carb up and pump up and take a picture, I mean, you know, I'm one of those guys, like Arnold used to always say, if I were just to take my shirt off, even when I was in competitive shape and you looked at me, I would not look as big as when I get on stage. I was able to actually pump up and grow my muscles a couple inches, where some guys, you look at them without lifting, and they start pumping, and they don't change. Well, that wasn't my physique. My physique was I started to get blood going in. I mean, my chest would just start to swell. My legs would pop out. But that's what I wanted, and it was an advantage because, you know, I could grow on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I got
suggestions for you, too, for some series. Okay. I'll email you. I just thought of something that because of what you were
all
saying.
Right.
Yeah, good. So where do people see these videos? Well, we have to take a break. We have to take a break. I'm sorry.
All right.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll tell you where you can see these videos and share them with your friends. Stay tuned. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more. You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Don't worry, be happy. Bob Marley, the original. Welcome back. You remember that song when you were out in L.A.? That was a great
oh,
song.
Yeah.
Skating on Venice Beach.
You know, my office used to be right on Venice Beach. I'd walk up, turn right, take 3 steps, and there was the boardwalk, man.
That's the best, man. Venice Beach is, you know, when you're young, like I wouldn't want to live there now, but when you're young, it was like Mardi Gras every single day, and it started early in the morning. I remember going out on the beach in the morning before the sun was even up. And that guy with the turban would be skating and playing the guitar.
Oh, Harry Perry. Yep.
Yeah.
He's still there, man.
Yeah, I know. He's got to be 90 years old.
It was a great place for the 80s to work, to live, to train. I mean, you know, it was great, you know. Not now. Things change.
Yeah. So tell me about the video. So where can people actually find these videos?
Yeah, so I'm posting them. I'm really growing the Dr. Jeff Galini section or whatever you want to call it. So on my Facebook page is where these videos are being posted right now. Some of them are being reposted on EFX Sports YouTube channel. So you can go there, but all of the training videos right now are just on my Facebook. So just punch in Dr. Jeff Galini, follow me, and they're free. You know, that's what makes me a little different than, you know, I'm still a trainer. I train people all the time. I give out lots of advice. I just like sharing, man, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't have to buy these videos. They're there for your reference and your use. You can share them with as many people as you want. No strings attached.
Just I like
to,
it.
You know,
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at one of them right now. You've got the black shirt. This is my, I can't see it. It's the EFX shirt's on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I always wear EFX. I'm a walking billboard.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. No, I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's great. And you know what? You have a lot of thickness. That's something that is, that's the result of decades of training. That doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go away. I mean, most of the guys our age, they're thick in their gut, but not in their chest and shoulders. You know what I mean?
No. And, you know, come this January, I'm doing a big transformation challenge, which I'll be starting to talk about, where people, you know, will get involved. There's a huge $20,000 purse for the winner. So we'll be giving out all the details. But along the way, I'm going into the gym with one young guy, one older guy, and a young gal, and I'm going to help them transform their bodies. And they turned to me the other day and said, what about you? And I go, what about me? Well, how about you transform yourself? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it too. I'm going to set myself some goals, and I'll do a transformation too, you know. So we're going to have some fun with everybody. It's going to be 8 weeks. People can get involved. It's absolutely free. It's just a way to be accountable. And whether you want to gain weight, lose weight, tone, you know, we all have different transformation goals, but we're all going to do it together. And at the end of 8 weeks, we're going to reach our goals. So everybody will be a winner. But at the end, you know, the grand prize winner, there'll be one male and one female. They'll have a cash prize, a supplement sponsor. There'll be a spokesperson. And then they get to fly out here, tour the factory, and come in the gym and train with me. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking at a picture of you right now. That's a recent picture where you've got a sidearm shot, man. Your arms are huge. Your arms are still huge.
That was, and you know, it's funny because that was just 3 days or 4 days or a week before, 2 weeks before I filmed the video. So, you know, what people don't realize, if I want to blow up, I do. But, you know, it isn't about, I'm not trying to show myself off. Even like Kyle, he's like, well, you should do it in a tank top. And I said, nah, man, you know, I'm very self-conscious. I've always been that way. It took me a long time to actually wear a T-shirt to the gym. I used to always wear sweatshirts and long pants, and now I've finally got comfortable wearing shorts and a T-shirt in the summertime. I said, I don't know, you know, I just can't film in a tank top because, again, I'm not trying to show people how I look. Maybe at the end of the transformation, I'll do it just to show people what I was able to do, but it's really about demonstrating the exercises, not, you know, not...
Yeah, the focus isn't on, because that's the big mistake that most, you know, when you see a lot of these people out there, they're just showcasing themselves. They're not trying to teach you anything. They just want to show off.
Everybody, you know, I remember years ago I did a photo shoot for Caesar's Palace. They had a big jewelry ad, and this was when I was modeling, and they were looking for bodybuilders, but they didn't want, you know, somebody too big. And again, you know, when I don't pump up, I don't look outrageous where a lot of the guys took their shirt off and they were bad. So I remember coming in and I got the job and we were filming in the jewelry store and it was quite cool when we got in there. So I had no veins, but as I started to work and do all the things they asked me to do and I started to sweat a little bit, my veins started coming out and they're like, oh, stop, stop. We don't want none of that. You know?
We don't want.
So, you know, I've always learned, you know, there's a time and a place to be that bodybuilder look, and then there's a time to not be that look, and especially when people are paying you. So, again, you know, videos aren't a time to have veins popping out. Anybody can do that. You know, I'll just take some Carbaline and I'll swell up, you know.
speaking of Carbaline, I did a show on Monday called The Future of Sports Nutrition, where I gave my recipe for what I believe is the ultimate pre-workout product, which is a Carbaline, Ketogenics ketone salts, Thrive protein, 4 raw eggs, and 3 scoops of collagen. Dude, so the guys over at Ketogenics, they're putting a team of people on it. We sent them some Carbaline and some Thrive. They're putting a team of people. They're putting 4 guys on this. They're going to actually do some sort of a, you know, loosely created clinical trial, and they're going to be promoting this probably in a couple months if it works out the way I think it's going to work out. And what we're going to find out is that when you don't restrict anything and you load your body up with everything that it can be used as a fuel, your body works the hardest and the longest.
Mm-hmm.
This is really exciting. And Carbaline is a key part of this. So it's interesting that you were talking about that. People need to check out these videos. I'm looking at them. They're really well done, too. I'm really impressed. They're really, really nice-looking videos.
Yeah, thanks, man. There'll be one a week, and, you know, I'm sure once I get through all – I'll do all my favorite exercises, and I'll get through all the body parts, and then I'll go back and I'll show some other exercises because, you know, it's always good to change up. A lot of people don't know how to superset properly or giant set, so, you know – there'll be all types of different
there's so much good content. I got like a half a dozen in my head. I'm going to email you later today when I'm all done with my
editing. Awesome. Thanks, man. I always need good topics.
Yeah.
And then next month, December 6th, is Supplement Santa. He's been on sabbatical, building lots of toys and getting stuff ready for December 6th, man. So we're going to have the big Supplement Santa giveaway, and that's live on, again, Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page, 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 6 o'clock California, 9 o'clock your time. We're going to give away lots of stuff, have a little Christmas party, and maybe Santa might even show up. Who knows?
Dr. Jeff Galini, PhD, Facebook page has almost 300,000 followers. Let's get it to 300,000. Everybody who's listening, if you have not liked that page yet because you like Dr. J's personal page, go over and like his fan
page. That was my goal for the end of the year was to hit 300.
Yeah, let's help him. Let's give Dr. J a present. He gives us a lot here. In fact, remember, this show would not survive without All American EFX. They are a major sponsor, which means that they pay a chunk of money to keep us in business here. So if this show does anything good for you, show some love and help us get Dr. J over 300,000 before the end of the year. All right, well, that's all we got right now. And I will email you after the show, okay?
Okay, my friend. Take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Drew Logan on the show, and we're going to find out why he is the real Iron Man. Stay tuned.
know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. It isn't often that we actually have a superhuman on the show. Drew Logan is somebody you probably have heard of before. He's been on TV. He was on the hit show Strong. He's a celebrity trainer, nutritional expert, and recently wrote a book that has skyrocketed to the top of popular lists that follow book sales and popularity, called 25 Days. a proven program to rewire your brain, stop weight gain, and finally crush the habits you hate forever. And this is an important discussion. I'm going to tell you why, because we just hung up with Dr. Jeff Galini, who was talking about different ways to activate muscle. But at the end of the day, none of it matters if you don't do it consistently long enough to see any. And this is the thing that you can't do in a video. You can't do a 15-second video. I mean, you could do a 15-second video, show somebody how to do a curl. But you can't do a 15-second video to show somebody that they have to do that curl four times a week for 7 months to see the results. That has to come from your brain. The discipline, the desire, the drive, that has to come from your brain. How you doing, Drew?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I think before we start talking about this book and that stuff, I think what's most intriguing about you is your story. I mean, when Daniel Orego called me and said, you got to have Drew Logan on the show,
yeah.
This guy is the real Iron Man. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll book him. And then when you told me your story, I was
right.
Yeah, holy crap. So let's start at the beginning. You've been in the fitness industry for most of your life.
It's really one of those things that everybody likes to hear about. I love talking about it. I never get tired of talking about it because it is really not something that you're going to hear every day. But in short, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of it, and then we can, you know, I'm happy to answer questions about it because everybody kind of has different thoughts about it. But in short, on October 4th, 2004, I suffered three complete sudden cardiac arrests in the same night. And that is basically, for those that don't know what that means, is your heart completely stops. There's no heart attack. There's not a pain that's involved. You don't go into like a, oh, God, I think I'm having a... No, you fall over dead, period. That's the way it happens. And then, lucky enough, I was sitting at my girlfriend's house at the time, and I wasn't doing anything strenuous. I was on the computer looking at a vacation that we were going to take for Christmas, and the only thing I remember is that my head hurt for a split second, and I got tunnel vision, and that was it, dead in the floor. So I was out for about 6 minutes before the paramedics revived me with, the paddles like you see on TV where they shock the living hell out of you. And then subsequently had two more. Now, the thing that is interestingly shocking about that, no pun intended, is that most people that have sudden cardiac arrest, they have issues like either long QT syndrome or cardiomyopathy or some have mitral valve prolapses or AFib or ventricular fibrillation or, you know, any of these number of things. I have none of those, right? I was tested extensively for a week at Vanderbilt Medical Center, which is one of the foremost, expert centers on heart care in the country. And the doctor basically came back and said, from the inside out, you're the healthiest human I've ever seen in my life. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to fix. There's no evidence of a damage to your heart. He said, I even took an electrical probe inside your heart in the cardiac cath lab, and I shocked it to try to knock it out of rhythm, and I couldn't do it. And he said, we don't have any reason to understand why you had what you had other than stress. And so if anybody understands that stress is a killer, you know, it would certainly be me, because that was something that I was going. I was going through an extreme amount of stress at the time. It was all business related, finance related.
But wait. This, you know, stress is very objective and subjective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make a footnote here, without going into great detail. The stress that you were under really was the kind of stress that crushes the life out of a human being. And some people may even turn to suicide because they feel like there's no way out of
absolutely.
All these problems. So I don't want, it's not like your girlfriend broke up with you and you had some stress. You really.
No.
Yeah, we're squeezed.
I'm happy to share a little bit about that. I talk about that a lot in my, I do a lot of public speaking.
Please then do that, because it's important people understand that. Yeah. People need to understand that.
So in short, I owned a business. A business that I had purchased from another person, and at the time I'm only 30 years old, so I had owned the business for about 2 years. Long story short, in a very short period of time being in business, we found out that the seller had forged financial documents.
He totally cooked the books.
And not only did he do it, he did it in a way that it wasn't traceable when we examined the finances and had our accountants examine the finances, because we were under the impression that his accountant had certified that they were accurate. Long story short, we were $400,000 a year in revenue in the hole. So over the course of about a year and a half, I dumped my entire life savings into it and, you know, took no paychecks and, you know, ran a skeleton crew, tried to save what I could and tried to sell off what I could to, you know, to be able to get out scot-free, and was not going to make any money, but that's not what happened. Ultimately ended up, crash and burn of the business. And by the time I was 30 years old, I had a complete wash and a multi-million dollar bankruptcy and, you know, a corporate failure and everything that goes along with that. You know, and that, when your first time out of the gate with something that you're very passionate and excited about, you know, to have that kind of magnitude of failure through no fault of your own is pretty devastating. So you're right. No, it wasn't like my girlfriend broke up with me. You know, like I lost everything. So I started over.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We've actually done shows. I did a show a few years ago where we showed that when people are under high stress and there's a lot of epinephrine, norepinephrine, and cortisol running through the bloodstream, the heart becomes numb, if you will, to the effects of it. And that this is when we see a lot of heart failure.
Interesting thing that you say about that and cortisol, I want to touch on that quickly, because what a lot of people don't know is I have a cardiac alert dog that works with me 24 hours a day, and he has for 11 years. And he is specifically trained to smell high levels of cortisol and will alert me if my cortisol levels spike or go up or, you know, become what he smells to be something that he's been alerted as a high level, right?
Wow.
So you're 100% right with that, is that stress situations, right? And over the years, Carl, I've started to learn about, you know, what is stress? You know, stress is an overachiever's way of saying fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we're doing is basically I'm scared to death. I have no idea what's going to happen. Therefore, but I'm smart, so I'm going to call it stress. Ooh, I've got a lot of stress. The reality is we aren't comfortable in saying I'm really fearful of what's going to go on, you know. And a lot of times, and if I could give any suggestion to anybody, when you do find that quote unquote stress situation, identify what that fear it is. And I don't care if you talk it into your iPhone and save it. Just saying it out loud in a mirror and admitting, hey, I'm really fearful of the way that this might go, and identifying where that's coming from, that alone really helps to alleviate a lot of the, kind of the mystique of, why am I stressed? I'm stressed, you know, and a lot of people can't identify that.
So, I had a breakdown on the air last month. I do this radio show. At the end of this month will be 12 years I've been doing this radio show. And
wow, that's awesome.
I kind of feel like I'm expected to live a certain standard of life because I'm preaching that standard of life. And
right. Over
the past couple of years, I crushed my foot. I need surgery next year. I tore another hamstring. I've got some sort of radiculopathy where my legs are starting to go numb, and we're not sure if it's from my L4, L5 cervical spine or whether I have some mild form of like fibromyalgia. And so I'm doing this show day in and day out. In the meantime, I've got all these things wrong with me, right? And I'm still training.
Right.
I'm still training hard. I'm still doing what I got to do. And I just had to come clean with the audience last month. And I had like a breakdown. It was like I didn't want to do this anymore. I wanted to talk about it. I literally felt better the next day just getting it off my chest. It was like
100%.
I felt like Eminem at the end of the movie where I said everything about myself and dropped the mic. And I'm like, now what could you possibly say about me that could hurt
me? Exactly right. No, that's exactly right, Carl. And there's a lot that there's a lot that we're still learning and will continue to learn, and the fascination with the way that our brains work and control those chemicals and are related to the emotions. A lot of people will tell you, they'll tell you inaccurately, by the way, but they'll tell you that, you know, emotion is a perception. That's not really true. Emotion is not a perception. It is actually a real thing. And being able to identify the way that you feel, get that out and say it, it is a big reliever of stress. It is a big reliever of the negative effects of everything that goes along with stress, you know what I mean? Or we're going to call it fear, because you're talking about, well, you had a breakdown. The reality is that's a fear, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're really fearful of, like, I don't know what's going to happen here. And what we do is we spin our heads spin out of control. We go down a rabbit hole, and we say, it's easy to identify worst-case scenario, you know? So as you're freaking out, you're going, oh, my God, I'm going to end up in a wheelchair. Well, that's probably not going to happen. You know, but it's easy to go from zero to 1,000 of the worst case scenario.
Well,
you know,
the problem with me is that I lost my sister to a neurological disease that I believe is familial, and but I am not going to lose my life to it. But that's what was really in the back of my mind. We have to take a break. I want to pick this up on the other side.
Yeah.
But before we start talking about the book specifically, I want to get your opinion about the bumper crop of new gurus out there selling sentences that are supposed to motivate people into changing their lives and telling people to get up and grind harder. And it's like, there are people out there that are getting up at 2:30 in the morning and going to the gym, and they're like, hey, you're still asleep, I'm grinding. And I'm thinking to myself, you're going to end up hurting a lot of people with stupid suggestions like that. So let's do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Drew Logan. Stay tuned. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Guns of Brixton. I used to love this song. I'm old enough to remember when this song came out. The Clash. I'm old, Drew. Old, old. Like Father Time. Anyway, and we're going to get back to the heart stopping, and we're going to get back to that. But I got to get your opinion on something. So right now we have a bumper crop. Everybody is a motivational guru. They come up with a slogan, you know, grind it. Yeah. Are you grinding it? You better get up and grind it. And that's supposed to motivate people to do stuff.
Right. That's exactly right. And this is a it will be tough for me to keep professional language on this subject. I'll just tell you, Carl, because it's super annoying to me. And listen, here's what I want to say. If you're listening to this show right now and you can hear my voice, I want to tell you that the grand culmination of all those boneheads out there that are saying this kind of stuff don't have the combined experience together that, you know, half a dozen of us that have are real professionals that have been doing this all of our, you know, professional lives combined, right? So here's what I want to get at. Grinding, while fine, which they're trying to say is work hard. Yeah, I like work ethic. It's something that really seems to be kind of missing from today's kind of work scene in general, right? So I'm a big fan of work ethic. But when they're talking about grinding and they're taking it to such extent that that's the reason why that you're failing to succeed, let's be honest, boys and girls, you're not failing because you're not grinding hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're failing because you're doing the wrong things,
right,
at the wrong times, and you're getting the wrong responses, and you're using the wrong information, or you're using everybody's information. Here's what I like to say, and that is, all of it works. I don't care what you look at it. All of it works if you do it all the time, right?
Long enough.
So
right.
You've seen healthy runners. You've seen healthy dancers. You've seen healthy swimmers, football players, bodybuilders, you name it, right? So we see healthy people from all walks of life. Are we seriously going to walk up to, you know, a martial artist and go, wow, you're really doing it the wrong way, because you'd be in great, much better shape if you learned how to deadlift a Volkswagen? Well, no, that's nonsensical, right?
Right.
So there is no one way. What there is one way is the way you stimulate your brain, and that's the reason that I created 25 Days, and that's the reason that I wrote the book. It's based on how your brain reacts to nutrition and exercise. Because the underlying message is this. Your brain is going to respond by creating a neurological pattern about every 25 days, whether you like it or not, right? Whether you want it or you don't want it. And we've all gone through some kind of thing. I don't care if it was, I do a lot of work with the military, right? And so some of those guys and girls just pound it through basic training or boot camp or whatever you want to call it, and it is a miserable experience. It is a feeling of, I hate this, I never want to do this again. And it's really hard to reintroduce something that is strenuous when there is a negative neurological pattern associated with it. In the civilian world, maybe you trained for a marathon. You're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, quote-unquote, grind and train for my marathon, or I'm going to do a bodybuilding competition, or I'm going to do a whatever the heck. And you powered through. You used your tenacity, you used your work ethic, you stuck to the diet, or whatever it was. And the whole time in your mind, you could feel it going, I hate this.
Right.
This is terrible. I'm never doing this again, but I'm going to will myself to see it through. What you've done is created a negative neurological pattern associated with that type of exertion.
This okay? this little so, nuance needs – I need to stop you. This nuance is very, very important. So if you're doing anything in your life because you know you're supposed to – I hate that word, supposed to or should. I should have.
I hate it.
If you're doing anything in your life that you know you're supposed to, like you're getting up at 4 a.m. and grinding because some guru told you that's the antidote to success.
Yeah.
And the whole
right.
time you're grinding, you're thinking to yourself, this sucks so bad, but that's why I'm going to be successful because I'm doing it anyway. You are actually wiring your brain to connect.
To fail.
Anything that's good for you sucks.
Yes, that's exactly right. So not only are you not doing it, and hey, listen, I get up and grind it at 4 a.m., but here's the difference. I love it. I like being up at that time and doing it. I don't hate it at all. If it works for you, do it at that time. If it doesn't work for you, freaking do it at a different time.
Right.
You know? And so you're 100% correct, Carl. Anything that you're doing, listen, I'll flip this on another side, okay? Let's think about how we don't do this in our personal lives, right? Who was ever in a... listeners out there, who was ever in a relationship and thought, I'm in this relationship and this guy or girl that I'm with is terrible. This relationship is killing me. I hate this. Well, you didn't wake up the next day and go, well, but I'm going to do it because...
it's the right thing to do.
It's right. At some point, you said, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of this. I can't do it. And you got out of it. And then you found yourself in a relationship and you said, wow, this one was awesome.
Right. Right.
So it is unbelievably peculiar to me that we have an association with something like, we're using relationships as an example. When you know it sucks, you're like, I'm not stealing this, right? But everything else that we'll do in our lives, exercise, nutrition, our jobs, where we live, you know, we will, for some stupid reason, we will continue to pound our heads against something that we know that we hate, that feels wrong, that doesn't feel good, and we continue to build this negative neurological pattern about it, and then we go, but I'm going to be successful. You absolutely are not. And if you are remotely successful, imagine how successful you could be if you had a positive neurological function and you loved what you were doing, you loved where you were living, you loved the results of your health and fitness program, fill in the blank, because your brain is creating this all the time.
Okay, which I want to go back now for a second, and then we're going to pick back up with the book again. So the reason that Daniel Orego referred to you as the real Iron Man is because as a result of your heart stopping three times in what period of time?
It stopped at three times in about 3 hours.
Okay, so as a result of that, they had to insert an automatic defibrillator in you that if it ever happens again, it's going to restart your heart.
That's
so
right.
you have,
That's
and right. because you're so lean, you have this thing on the front of your chest that kind of looks like the thing that Tony Stark has on his chest, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's so funny.
Somebody said that years ago, and it just stuck. So the number of the real Iron Man things that have come up in interviews and stuff like that, and I even think when I did Sylvester Stallone's show on NBC, I think even, you know, at some point somebody made a reference to it on the show, but you're exactly right. So it's not a power source like Iron Man, but it is an implanted internal defibrillator just under the skin, and it's on the kind of on the left side of my upper pectoral, on the left, and it has a wire that runs into the vein and then down into the heart with probes that are connected to the heart. And this has two functions. It serves as a 24-hour-a-day onboard computer. Like, they can literally tell what's happening with me every second of the day. And then in the off chance that my heart would stop again, it'll shock me from the inside out and keep me alive.
Right.
It's basically the exact same thing as the paddles. It's just internal, right? And like you said, you can see it. You know, so a lot of people come up and go, what is that? You know, which I love now. I didn't in the beginning, but I love it now because it gives me an opportunity, to kind of open up the conversation and talk to them about heart health and talk to them about general health and how that happens and, really kind of not just share the story, but, try to inspire you know, some people to go, listen, I was in the best shape of my life, but it was stress that killed me. You know, I mean, I was phenomenally fit, you know, which, you know, whether you believe divine intervention or you don't, you know, certainly being in supreme health, you know, helped me to go 6 minutes without oxygen.
But wait a minute, there's something else here, and this plays right into the book. At least I'm seeing it from the 30,000 foot view above. You were doing exactly what we're telling people mm-hmm. they shouldn't do back then, right? Oh, exactly. I got to dump my life savings. I got to save this business instead of walking away and failing and let it hit the ground and taking your lumps. No. I got to buy these gyms because that's the business.
100%.
You know, so it's almost like you abandon your natural flow state. And I've done it too. Listen, when I became fat and I ended up with my heart problem, which I had, that's how I started my journey too. I had a dysrhythmia, the right and left side of my heart.
Right.
And actually, they were going to stop and restart my heart to try to coordinate it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was in the alarm business. I hated that business. I was doing things I hated. I was eating myself to death. I had a life that I thought that is what I was quote unquote supposed to do. That's what men do.
That's exactly
you
right.
shut up, you suck it up, you go to work, you That's put it. The money in your family, and you die someday. Yeah. And I didn't like
you
that.
You man up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. It was the worst thing in the world. And I had never had an experience with anything other than that, right? So, and on the health and fitness side, and as my years as a trainer, I've been extremely successful, and it had come from, really tough work ethic. The difference was I loved what I was doing, and when I found myself in a no win situation, this is important to understand. It was a no win situation. There was, you know, barring like you know a miracle, it wasn't going to work out. And for some reason, I said, "Nope, I'll figure it out. I'll work it out." You know, and in hindsight now, and much wiser and in my early 40s, I should have said, this can't be fixed. We need to let the chips fall where they may and do whatever needs to be done. But this is not a fixable situation. You know what I mean? And again, we'll use the relationship, you know, as an example. People commonly do that with relationships, but we don't do it with the other parts of our lives. So when you guys are hearing me say, you know, quit pounding your head against the grind and get up at 2:30 and I want to be in the best shape of my life. Well, you're not going to do it that way. And in creating habits that feel like, and I hate that word habits, and I could get into why, but in creating something that feels like this is not enjoyable process, you're going to create a not enjoyable life. It's really pretty freaking simple when you start to evaluate it. But the reasons why are actually bound in brain chemical and stress chemical function and hormones and so on that exist in your body. And they killed me. They'll kill you if you think you're going to, you know, you want to roll the dice. And I'll tell you this. There are only about 200,000 people a year in the United States that have one single cardiac arrest. And that survival rate is about 2%. At the time that I had mine, they could not find any record anywhere of anybody surviving three in the same night with no implanted device and, first off, living, but living with no brain damage. So what I'm saying is, if you guys really think that you want to test those limits and see if you can, you know, beat my record, go right ahead. Chances are, you know, you're going to fail miserably, and it's at the cost of your life. So, you know, that I'm a big proponent of train smarter, not harder. And that's where my book came from.
Where can people get the book before we take the break and then we'll come back?
You can get the book any of your retailers, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. You can go on Amazon.com. You can go to my website, DrewLogan.com. The book is called 25 Days. If you go to Amazon, you do 25 Days, Drew Logan. It'll pop up. We're an Amazon bestseller, so you can pick it up easy there.
A proven program to rewire your brain, stop weight gain, and finally crush the habits you hate forever. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Drew Logan. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tricky. Here we go.
Welcome back.
We're talking to celebrity trainer Drew Logan. Many of you know him from NBC's hit TV show Strong, but maybe you've attended one of his seminars. He travels around the country speaking about, health, nutrition, fitness, motivation, and how to clear your throat while killing your mic. Okay. God, I sound like you guys are probably too young. Well, no, you may remember the Odd Couple with
Oh yeah.
I sound like the little guy, Oscar. No, Oscar was the big guy.
Oscar was the big guy.
Yeah.
Jack Klugman.
Yeah. So I was thinking of something during the break. Most of us ignore our body telling us we don't want to do this because we think we're supposed to suck it up, stiff upper lip and all that sort of stuff. But really,
even if you can't just jump out of your situation and jump into another one.
Right.
If you feel that way, you should be at least thinking about building a gangplank, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and earlier I talked about, you know, a lot of people poo-pooing emotions and saying, well, it's just a perspective. Well, there are some times when it is a perspective. I mean, like we've all had, I had one of them this morning. I went into the gym and I was like, for some reason, I just do not feel it today. Well, I had to examine why that was and the fact that, you know, okay, I'm going to push through, but if I feel like I really can't get it together, then I'm going to amend. So I'm going to do something different. The reality was that for whatever reason, maybe my sleep cycles were off or whatever, 20 minutes into it, I was like, no, I feel pretty good. And I went on, right? So, but I think a lot of times, you know, and just using exercise as the example, our training and whatnot, a lot of times people jump to that conclusion, oh, I'm not feeling like it today. Oh, it's raining today. You know, we're looking for a reason to get out of it, which is interesting because in the other things that we've talked about, you know, maybe a bad relationship, maybe a bad job, maybe, you know, something, we're not looking for reasons to get out of it. We're looking for reasons to stay in it. You know what I mean? Which is those two things need to be turned on their heads. We need to find ways to stay in our preventive health and fitness programs and try to find something that is, you know, fulfilling our lives, you know, personally and professionally. So it's important that when you do have those feelings, you go, okay, I have to identify. Just like you did, Carl, you said, I have this fear, you know, and you narrowed it down. I have this real fear and it's making me feel a certain way. Well, that's legitimate, right? And we're all going to have days when we're not, you know, in our zone, and that's perfectly normal. I have them, and I've been doing this for 30 years.
But see, my problem is I've had to learn at the late age of 59 to start backing off. I'm one of those guys where the only bad workout is a missed workout. I'm going in there, and that's when I've always injured myself when I've been on the verge of overtraining, and I should just take a couple days off. But no, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to do what I need to do, and so I go the other way. You know,
right? So here's what I'm going to use that, and I'm going to tell you what I love about that. Right? Is that the mentality can be there. The thing that doesn't exist, right, is that in your background may have come from, and I'm not saying you, but you and also the listeners may have come from, maybe it was, you know, powerlifting, maybe it was bodybuilding, maybe it was, you know, a strength training for a sport or something like that. That is a very flight or fight response, you know, nervous system type thing.
Right.
And so we always identify that with us operating at our highest capacity. So here's what I would say about your kind of, you know, suck it up and get in there mentality. You know, and using you as an example, but for everyone, when you find yourself at that going like, I really want to go do it. I'm understanding that my mental well-being is really kind of relying on me attending my program, so to speak, or doing my routine. Perfect, right? What you need to do is you need to find something that is out of the norm, right? And so whereas, you know, maybe 15 years ago, I didn't understand the importance of active recovery. What does active recovery mean? Well, it means you're going to heal faster. Maybe you're doing yoga and you go, well, I hate yoga. Well, I guarantee if I told you that if you did yoga, you could add 50 pounds to your bench this year, you'd do yoga, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever your goal is,
right.
You know what I mean? Or swimming or, you know, just, you know, walking or whatever the case may be. So, you know, one of my favorite things to say, and it's a quote from Thomas Jefferson, and he said, I feel like that, basically he said, you know, we shall all exercise the best of those, which is walking, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, so people have known the benefits of just walking, you know, moving the blood and the lymph through the system doesn't always have to be, you know, a labor of intense weight training and stuff like that. In fact, just getting out and moving around, just walking, go walk your dog, you know what I mean, or something like that. But attend it in the time period that it would exist inside your regular training program, because your brain, your mind builds a schedule. It builds an internal schedule in that neurological pattern that says, I'm supposed to be doing something. Fine, but don't hurt yourself, right? You need to be smart about that. Train smarter, not harder. Put in something that is an active recovery or completely off from what your normal thing would be. You'll excel faster. You'll recover faster. You'll prevent injury, and you'll be happier about the long term result.
So, in your book title, you say rewire your brain, but what you really mean is change the pattern of your brain. And
So
theoretically, if I'm grinding and I know it sucks, and every morning I get up and I grind and I hate it, but I'm doing it anyway because Gary V told me I should, and I'm going to do it. So, as you pointed out a second ago, I'm actually wiring my brain to hate the things that will help me go forward. So, what do I do? Do I just change the time of day? What do I do?
Mm-hmm. Well, so there's a couple different ways to look at it, and I would say a couple of different things on that example. For I like Gary V and a lot of things that he has to say. And
no, he's the most popular. He just came to the top of my head. I actually like him too. I think he's a very smart guy. Yeah,
I like him. But what I was going to say, and we're using him as an example, and I would say it if you were sitting next to me right now, and that is, make sure that the people that are giving you these advices, that they're experts on the topics that they're talking about, right? So that would be the first thing. You know, like, for example, I would not be the person to tell you how to invest your finances. That's not what I do, right?
Right.
You should get an expert for that. Well, for example, a Gary Vee or a Dr. Phil or whatever the case may be. They don't need to be where you're getting your fitness advice, first off. So be careful where you're getting your advice. That's what I'm saying. Second of all, if you are finding that, hey, I hate this, figure out what it is about it is that you hate. Is it the time that you hate, or is it the program that you hate? There's an old adage in health and fitness, and it says the best program to do is the one you're not doing, right? Which means if you can take a boxer and you can annihilate him in a weight training workout, or you can take a power lifter and destroy him in a boxing workout, right? The best workout to challenge yourself is the one that you're not doing. So the first thing I would figure out is, why do I hate this? Do I hate this because of what I'm doing or the time of day? If it's a time of day thing, I would look back and go, well, how much sleep I'm getting, right? Because one of the things that every single solitary, without exception, every single type of big CEO and guru, I mean, Tony Robbins, you know, Tim Ferriss, everybody will tell you, and that is, if you're not getting 7 hours plus a sleep a night, your brain is not operating at its optimum capacity.
Well, never mind that. You're actually eroding your health over time. You will end up with metabolic diseases. You may end up with cancer. You'll end up with depression. And that's what I actually blamed this current phenomenon on the movie Wall Street, when Bud Fox is talking to Gordon Gekko. And Gordon's been up all night long, and he's on his Motorola 8000 watching the sun come up at his beach house, and says, I've been up all night trading in Japan. And he said, you know, Bud, you don't make money when you sleep. And people were like, sleep's bad. If I want to be successful, I got to stop sleeping. That was the day that everything changed. Then it was all of a sudden like, no, I'm going to grind it. You know what? I got plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead. Guess what? If you're not sleeping, you're going to be dead really soon.
Well, what we're talking about there in that scenario, and that is trading time for dollars, which is a nonsensical approach to what you're trying to do. It's not good for your health. It's not good for if you are trying to build wealth, right? So Gordon Gekko may say that you don't make money while you sleep, but I guarantee the guy that owns the skyscraper that he was standing in when he had that, you know, day of work made money while he slept, right? So there is, in fact, a different way to make money while you sleep.
Right.
So the reality is that there are exceptions to every single rule in how to work smarter instead of just harder, right? And I don't want to throw the Wall Street guys under the bus, but I do a lot of coaching and motivational speaking and advising there. And they are the most stressed and the most burnt out on the ends. You know what I mean? So, and I oftentimes start, you know, when I talk to them, I'm like, listen, I'm going to talk to you about success. And they go, hey, Meathead, what can you teach me about success? And I'll say, if I could tell you that the foods that you ate and the sleep that you have and the exercise that you do could make you an extra million a year, would you do it? And of course, their answer is yes. And I go, well, let me show you how that works, right?
Yeah.
And then they're all ears because that's what they want to do. So If you're examining the reasons why you hate what you're doing, first back up and you go, I hate the time that I'm doing it. Well, if you're getting up at 4 and you went to bed at midnight, yep, you hate it. I'd hate it too. That's a terrible time, right? So look at it and go, why can I not be in bed at 9? If there's a legitimate reason you can't be in bed at 9, maybe you have you know, kids and, you know, family, you know.
Yeah, don't train at 4 then. Don't get up at 4 a.m.
Then don't train at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find a different time. You know what I mean? So the whole premise of the way that I created the program that exists in the book, and the book is kind of divided into thirds. I'll give you a brief overview.
Okay.
First part about it is a little bit about the story and what happened with me and how that led to me writing this book. Because here's the interesting part. Without that night, the amount of lack of oxygen in my brain ruined my short-term memory. So when I woke up, I didn't know who anyone was. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what had happened. And still to this day, there's 2 months of my life missing that I can't recall because of brain memory function, right? Thankfully, you know, all of that stuff came back over the years, and, you know, and I do a lot of, memory work and brain work and that kind of thing. But when I went back to work, right, the first thing I thought of is two things. I need to reengage my brain to get back to work, and I need to exercise so that I don't get depressed. Well, that didn't happen. I had a huge clinical depression, as most heart patients do, and you go through this brain fog. So when I went back to work, I'd already been a strength coach and trainer for over 10 years at that point, and I had clients that I would work with, and I could read it in a textbook, for example, and go, oh, I see why that makes sense. But on the floor, shooting from the hip or being able to understand, I couldn't remember the programs. I couldn't remember why you would do it.
Wow.
I couldn't remember what made sense about it, right? So that was completely
different. It was almost like dyslexia.
Yes, it was. I was scared to death of it. I knew it was in there. I just couldn't access it on the fly, and it was unbelievably frustrating. So I sat down and I said, I'm going to create a program that's broken into five-day increments of time for 25 days. So that way, any client or a person that I was working with could come up to me, I'm on day 13, him on day 9, him on day 21. And I knew where that person was and what their requirements were for that day based on the program that I created, right?
Right.
And it was just a shot in the dark. I created it hoping it would work, right, Carl? And so it began working fabulously. It was working easier than anything that I had done for the previous decade. And I'm going, this is ridiculous. So over the course of the next 10 years, I began to expand it and began to use it more. And what I realized is that people were having less aversion to wanting to do it. We were getting it in a shorter period of time. And the way the program was created is in kind of an A, B, 1, 2, 3 function. So it ebbs and flows between different energy pathways. So you have an A day, which is going to be what I call a primary day. That's going to be your weight training. It's going to be the more intense stuff, followed by a 1 day, which is going to be a aerobic capacity or cardio type of, I hate using the word cardio, but you could use anything, but something that the energy pathway is coming through that, right? Which is, if you understand what that means, it means that it's healing or it's giving a break to the energy pathway and the nervous system that was activated the previous day. So we begin A-Bing this function back and forth and developing it over the next 10 or so years. And it just began going better and better. And then this is the interesting thing. About 10 years after my incident, there was a guy who was a captain in the Navy. He's a doctor, and he deals a lot with soldiers and so on that have had brain trauma, you know, due to IEDs going off and blow them across the road. They ring their bell, you know what I mean?
Yeah, TBI.
And he was. And he was a friend of mine, and he said, I think you have a mild brain trauma. You know, don't take this the wrong way. And he said, I would encourage you to get a scan and find out to the extent of which. And he said, because here's the interesting thing. He said, I've seen you have abnormal emotional reactions to something that should be perfectly fine. He said, and then within a few minutes, you're back to perfectly normal. Mm-hmm. And he said, knowing what I know about you, it would be, you don't really have a post-traumatic stress disorder. He said, my guess is lack of oxygen in the brain, which is often misdiagnosed as PTSD in soldiers. He said it has similar effects. Sure enough, that's what it turned out to be. So as I began working with this therapist who said, okay, you need to understand what the triggers are and you can feel it and so on and how to deal with it. Because it was scary to me because I could feel it happen and I'd be like, why am I so pissed off about this? You know, and it wouldn't be something that you should be, right? And so she said, well, what do you do for a living? And I told her about it. And she said, oh, that's cool. And I said, I've got this great program called 25 Days. I'd love to write a book one day. And she said, well, tell me about that. And as I told her, she pointed to me to a study. And she said, you know what's really interesting? And she said, this study says that your brain builds neurological patterns between every 18 and 40 days, the most common of which is 25 days. You really need to check this study out. And then I did, and it kind of led down a rabbit hole of research and stuff about that. And then after Sylvester Stallone had me on his show, I had an opportunity to pitch the book, and the publishers loved it. And now it's out, and it's going
well.
Great.
It's like at the top of the bestseller list on a variety of different lists, right?
It is both Barnes and Noble and Amazon. And we narrowly missed the New York Times bestseller so far, but I'm confident that we'll get there eventually. But yes, we are Amazon owned Barnes and Noble bestseller, and very happy and excited about that, and thrilled about that. And I'm getting great feedback on it from the people that are doing it, and it's all age groups. I had a guy contact me from Texas. He's 75 years old. He said, I didn't start working out until I was 70, and he said, this is the best program I've ever used. I've never felt better. I've never had more energy. I've never felt more alive. I can do the workouts from anywhere. I don't have to have a gym membership if I don't want to. I don't have to do that. You know, and that's the whole purpose of the way that I created it. It was the least amount of equipment that you could deal with, but still big central nervous system activation, you know, and incorporating, you know, the strength moves and stuff that you would do, you know, in a regular capacity. So it's been fantastic. I use it on myself when I'm traveling on the road. I use it on NFL players. I've done it on all walks of life.
Now, you have a website, Drew Logan, DREWLOGAN, DrewLogan.com.
Yes, sir.
People can get the book there, too. But is it true that they can also get, like, some sort of training videos with you over there?
So what we're doing is, and we need to get this up. We've had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Quite frankly, we weren't prepared, or our tech team wasn't prepared for the amount of traffic and emails that we got. After we were on the cover of Parade magazine, October the 1st, and I say it was myself and my service dog, and it was about the story and so on. That went out to about 23 million people, and then that next week, we could not keep up with what had transpired as far as the emails and stuff. But anyway, go there. We're working it out. Hopefully, we'll have it all that hammered out within the next week or so on. I'm going to do a three-part series in explaining and understanding. We're going to do a video format, like a vlog type thing, where people can, maybe we'll do it as like a Facebook Live, private Facebook Live thing or something like that, but where people can interact and ask questions and talk about the program and you know, basically doing what you and I are doing right here. Go, listen, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to get a handle on this. So we're gonna do a three-part series of that. It'll be me. It's not going to be somebody that works for me. It's going to be me. And then after that, we're going to actually start a 25-day challenge, which will be, I really look forward to that because I love the stories that everybody has, right?
Right.
I love hearing about the stories. And I don't mean just like, hey, don't I look great in the bikini, or look at my big muscles. But I really love hearing about like where they came from and what inspired them to get into that. So go to my website, drewlogan.com, and get the book, take the receipt, go and, enter that and please be a part of that.
Yeah.
That
and there's different buttons for the different retailers. So if you bought the book at Amazon, iBooks, Barnes and Noble, you click that link and you enter the receipt information and you're on the list. And then of course you can go anywhere and buy the book.
Exactly. It just came out on, It's an audiobook as well now, which
Audible. Audible. That's so. Yeah. So you know what the cool thing about Audible is? I'm a huge Audible geek.
Me too.
I'm usually listening to two or three books at a time, and I listen to self-help books. But I like fiction. I like not. The nice thing about Audible is you can pump it up to 1.5 or 2 times speed. and listen to a book twice as fast. Because, you know, if you're not, like, distracted by the fact that the person reading the book sounds just a little bit like Alvin the Chipmunk, like, if that doesn't bug you, because some people are like,
I like that.
But you know what? It's like Evelyn Wood speed reading to audio. You listen to it on times two, and you're like, you get the information even faster. I love it. I love Audible. I love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
The book is 25 Days, a Proven Program to Rewire Your Brain, Stop Weight Gain, and Finally Crush the Habits You Hate Forever. Drew Logan. Drew, man, thanks. I know you are, like, so busy, and you gave me a whole hour. Yes. I really appreciate that, man.
No, I love it, and I love doing this stuff. Thanks for having me on, Carl. And you know what? We'll do it again sometime, and we will pick something apart and, like, just talk about training or something.
Next time you're in Kentucky, let me know, and I'll come to Lexington. We'll train together. How about
Absolutely.
That?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's
All right. Take it. Care, brother.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. Great book. Great guy. Check it out. 25 Days, a Proven Program to Rewire Your Brain, Stop Weight Gain, Finally Crush the Habits You Hate Forever. And thanks to Dr. J. Check out his training videos on his Facebook page. Look for the Dr. Jeff Galini PhD Facebook page, because that's his fan page, and that's where you'll find the training tips there. Today's only Wednesday. We have a great show planned for you tomorrow, so I hope you can make it then. Thank you for listening today. For those of you who listen live, thank you. God bless you, because then I feel like I am actually talking to people. And we see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.